What is a food desert?
A food desert is an area where purchasing healthy food is difficult. And it's important to remember that it's not an area where food is not accessible. It's an area where healthy food is not accessible. It's also an area where it's difficult for residents of that area to get to a grocery store. So transportation might be an issue. In the story, I talked a little bit about fast food. And those are usually found in food deserts, but they are not healthy food, and you leave these people with the option of walking 2 miles to a grocery store or walking a few blocks to a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box, which is usually found in food deserts, and they'll probably just pick the one that's closest to them.
Okay, and I know that in your research you found that also in South LA, obesity and health problems that are related to food and unhealthy food are pretty predominant in the area. How do you think this idea of food desert affects those health issues?
A lot of food deserts don't have access to healthy food. So these people just go to corner stores or liquor stores and they purchase chips or hot dogs or just food that isn't healthy for them. And that contributes to the obesity issue in South LA. And it also contributes to diet-related diseases like diabetes. And what we found, well, one woman that I spoke to, she told me there's a moratorium going on with fast food. And so they're trying to stop the growth of fast food in the area to also prevent obesity. But this obesity issue is a nationwide issue in food deserts. It's not just in South LA.
You mentioned that it's actually a nationwide issue, this problem. What is being done to remedy the issue?
Food deserts are a nationwide issue, and they appear in predominantly African American areas. And one thing that's being done, Philadelphia just started this incentive where grocery stores will receive money to upgrade existing stores, or for other grocery stores to come in, they're receiving money to help build the store and purchase supplies and hire people, whatever they need to do. So I think that's kind of part of the solution that could be done in South LA too. I know California is in the process of doing the same thing, but it hasn't gone through legislation yet.
And I know that you performed a month-long investigation about grocery stores in South LA. What did you find during your investigation?
Well, I started the month-long project by stopping by a Ralph's on Western and Manchester in Inglewood. And that I went to that particular Ralph's because a community member told us that he used to shop at that Ralph's and he noticed a lot of expired products. And I stopped by about 6 times. And 4 of those 6 times, I did find a lot of outdated products. I found milk that was months over the date, found brown meat. And then I also found some vegetables that looked like they were just no good. And I also visited a lot of other Ralph's, not just that one, but I went to one downtown, which was really nice. And then I went to a couple in Santa Monica, Culver City, a few on the west side. And I noticed that a lot of those were really different, not just in terms of the food that they offered, but the way the store looked on the outside, too.
And you know that community members were involved in the investigation and sort of prompting your interest. What is their reaction to the lack of fresh food and the state of grocery stores in the area?
This investigation started because Intersections, the South Los Angeles report, had a community workshop about a year ago, I think it was. And community members just came just to talk about what their issues were with the community. And so 2 of them, John and Maria, they talked about the lack of grocery stores, and not just the lack, but also the outdated products that were an issue. And they asked us to join them, and they wanted to show us, you know, what these issues were. They wanted us to see firsthand. And so John went out and he bought a flip cam so that he could go to Ralph's with us and kind of like take some images of what he was seeing. And that kind of helped us want to go out and see too.
And do you think there is a direct correlation between lower income neighborhoods and food deserts?
I asked that same question to a man who works at the California Grocers Association, and he told me that there is not a direct correlation and that it's just about the availability of land and the long process it takes to get a grocery store into the city. I think there is a problem with the availability of land, but I don't think that's the only problem. And he also mentioned that it's an issue, too, of putting a grocery store where you know that people are not going to buy products. But I talked to a professor on campus here who told me that that's kind of an excuse because they've done studies to show that people really do leave their neighborhoods if they need to buy products.
In regards to the outdated items that you found in the grocery stores, I know some people also claim that those don't have anything to do with safety of food. Was there any evidence to dispute that?
Going back to the man I talked to again at the California Grocers Association, he told me that the dates are there just to help stores determine how long to leave the product on the shelf, and it has nothing to do with the expiration of the product.
But you were seeing brown meat. So is that something that you would is that something that you saw in, you know, downtown or Culver City, for instance?
It's not something that I saw anywhere else. If you go to the Ralphs I went to on Western in Manchester, products that were outdated had a manager special sticker on it, and it was sold maybe for $2 or $3 cheaper, and a lot of people will actually buy that because it's cheaper. And so people are buying products that aren't quote unquote at its freshest state, but it's not something that I personally would buy. And John, one of the community members, he went around with me and he said it's not something he would ever buy either.
You know, given that we're so food obsessed in LA, there are food trucks, there are, you know, organic farmers markets. Why do you think this topic is so important?
I wrote in the beginning of my story about the same food obsession that you mentioned. The food truck business is huge right now, especially during the recession. Everybody's trying to find, you know, cheap products that they can go buy. But this food obsession in South LA is different because they can't even worry about anything like that. They're just worrying about where can we get a grocery store? Where can we get fresh food? Do we have to walk this 2 miles with our kids? And so, I mean, the food obsession is one thing for people who live outside of food deserts, but it's another thing for people who do live in food deserts.
Thank you.
Thank you.